So we'll go full screen and you can introduce yourself to the listeners and the viewers.
Great. And Monique, once again, congratulations. 5 years of doing anything is amazing. I think the focus on startups and on just the spirit of entrepreneurialism is so important. So congratulations, and I'm honored to be here.
Thank you so much, Matthew. All right.
Thanks for going full screen with me. I'll just quickly introduce myself. Matthew Matheson, born and raised in Denver, Colorado. I've actually lived in some amazing places, including San Francisco, Denver, New York. And most recently, over the last 11 years, I've been living with my family in Dallas, Texas. We love it here. We have four kids. Two of them are out of the house doing awesome things. And our two remaining children are actually finishing up their high school years. So as you mentioned, we just launched Leadership Orbit. It's a topic that is something that I'm just very passionate about. I've been an entrepreneur my entire career, running businesses, fixing businesses, starting businesses. And one thing that's clear, individuals and people really are special. And it doesn't really matter what background, what education level, what title or role they have. Magic happens when people just have these leadership qualities and traits. And so tried to capture that in Leadership Orbit, the whole concept of an orbit and kind of having a sustainable rotating, you know, things that have momentum but are still tied to a center force. This concept, I know that, you know, our society is in desperate need of. We need leadership everywhere. And the good news is it doesn't need to come from the individuals or the few. It can actually come from the many. So really excited about it.
Well, this is, you know what? Your excitement exudes from the screen. It is felt here in Laguna Beach. And thank you for sharing your wonderful background with us. And it seems like you really do have your finger on the pulse from many different places and in leadership. So what we'd like to know here on The Startup is your startup story. We wanted you to take it back, Matthew. Take it back to when you first became or you first identified that you were an entrepreneur. You know, what was that conversation with yourself, with your family? How did you really lean all in?
Yeah, I mean, I have to go way back. I knew that I liked to play golf. And when I was growing up, I had to actually figure out a way to earn enough money to pay for the green fees. And so, all the way back to middle school, when I started mowing lawns and going around my neighborhood, washing windows and things like that. So, I mean, look, the startup mentality or that spirit of being an entrepreneur has been with me, you know, really from my early days, carried forward into college. I participated in business plan competitions and starting ideas, and I loved all of those things. A funny side note, I actually won the business plan competition from the Marriott School of Management at Brigham Young University, you know, all the way back in the late 90s. And wow. It was an idea that I didn't pursue. But even today is something that is actually being used. It's in healthcare. It's an interesting idea, but it's been with me from the very beginning.
Wow. I love that. And you know what? You just kind of sparked some memories for me, you know, and you mentioned window washing, and I too had a window washing business at a very young age. And I was always out there wanting to get my own. And I remember, you know, getting my first wallet at a yard sale. And I said, Dad, I want to put my own money in my own wallet. And I think it really is something about, you know, where you grow up, how you grow up, and it is in you. If there's an entrepreneur out there that could draw something from some things you learning curves, what in those early days would you give an entrepreneur moving forward now?
Yeah. I think oftentimes people get overwhelmed or intimidated by the idea of, you know, to be an entrepreneur, you have to start a business. And I think one of the core principles in Leadership Orbit is actually you can view your own self, your own capabilities, your own influence, your own reach as its own startup. What I would say is you got to start. You just have to start. You can't be overcome by, you know, the intimidation of it all. And so starting is one of the key kind of concepts and principles in Leadership Orbit.
Yes, yes. Such good word right there. You just have to start. You don't know the whole path. You know, when I did my films, I didn't have all the capital in one account. I just hustled along the way and it got scary, but I had that vision and I knew that the vision came for a reason. And I really love that. So let's jump in. Let's dive deeper. I want to learn about this Leadership Orbit. What a cool name, a simple name. How did you envision this? And what can we look forward to with it?
Yeah, when I initially had the idea of writing a book based on a catastrophic business failure. Actually, it was a very difficult, professional experience that I was going through, and some of the circumstances around this business failure actually were almost hard to believe. They were the stuff of movies.
Really?
And so I had a number of colleagues and friends say, Matt, you've got to write a book about this. And so my initial idea was, okay, great, I'll start doing that. But it was in the years after this failure that I actually felt myself thriving. Hmm. And I spent a lot of time thinking about what thriving was to me. And we've launched a platform that is literally centered as MBL Partners. It's centered around helping individuals, business owners, and leaders thrive. And our definition of that is, it's actually to thrive has nothing to do with, are you in a state of success or are you in a state of failure? It's actually, do you have positive energy and momentum to keep working and learning and progressing? And this idea of constant and sustainable progression is so important. And so Orbit, right? The concept, obviously with Elon Musk, unbelievable news, by the way.
Oh my gosh, it was like, so exciting.
Insane news. Just shout out to what's going on there. But given how space exploration has become so tangibly exciting, this concept of orbit, leadership orbit, really captures that feeling of, can you get into this space through all the ups and downs, through all the seasons of life, through all the cycles of successes, failures, good ideas, bad ideas, good decisions, bad decisions, but can you constantly be learning and growing and progressing? And that, I think the idea of orbit really says something.
Wow. I feel this. You're so dynamic. And I really trust that comes from, you've pounded it out, right? I could feel your experience through the screen and you speak from a place that's so true. And a lot of us people, that are doing things, movers and shakers, we've been kicked down, it's been rough, but you're right. There's something that you have to tap into. And I'm glad you're bringing this up. I had to have a conversation with myself the other day and it's like, okay, it's Q4. You're exhausted. You've been here before. your to-do list is longer than your shopping list for groceries and you just have to get it done. When it comes to leadership, when it comes to feeling overwhelmed, when it comes from, you have to reimagine what motivation looks like. Your body doesn't want to do it, right? Your mind is burned. Where can you tap in? Where do you go? Where do you personally go that recharges? Where do you refuel?
Yeah, it's such an important concept because I really do believe whether in business or in personal life, getting knocked down often is the result of thinking too far ahead or forgetting about this minutia, the baby steps that it takes to actually accomplish or achieve something. So whenever I start to feel overwhelmed, I go back all the way to the basics. And sometimes I even think about coming up with something simple and unique to do, something that I can check off and do daily that can take seconds. And if you get into a pattern where you start to do that every day, you can kind of lose the overwhelming, how am I going to hit my goals or achieve whatever I'm going to achieve? And so I go back to the basics. I break things down into very small and simple things that I know I can accomplish. And as something that I believe in, magic happens when you do small and simple things consistently well over long periods of time. We sometimes screw ourselves up when we think about the stuff long periods of time from now. But if we can stay small, simple, and just be consistent in that, that's where the magic happens.
Love. Yeah, that's right. Take it back to the basics. I had a conversation to that point with Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club in New York. And I met her at the Black Wealth Expo 2 years ago. And she, I asked her, you know, what are the things she, similar question. And she said, you know what, actually, from time to time, I look at my business plan and I revise it. And I said, wow, I'm guilty of not looking at that thing. That thing has dust on it. I really need to re-up and go back to the basic skeleton of this thing. And like you said, taking small things off, because those small things add up and they become big things if you don't take care of them.
That's right.
And I love that. So Leadership Orbit, if people want to sign up, if people want to get that book, if people want to kind of merge themselves with you and your team, what would that look like? And you know, what's the commitment level?
Yeah. First off, we can point them to the website, leadershiporbit.com. Not complicated, very easy. We do truly believe this is a movement. This is not about a book. This is not about a, you know, some silver bullet, quick fixes, you know, and end all be all. This is about what do we do to get into a state of thriving, right? Mm-hmm. And that state, that energy that comes out really is an individual thing. And, you know, I think especially during election years and crazy political moments, like I think sometimes we get too caught up in kind of the powers that be from like super high levels of leadership. We just believe that, you know, success actually happens one person at a time, one family at a time, one community or neighborhood at a time. And if we can get people into this movement where they themselves start to, you know, gain optimism and hope and energy, man, things are going to happen. And as we all know, we have real problems that we need to come up with solutions for. But what an amazing way to view those as opportunities, as opposed to like overwhelming, like, you know, dead end drama problems. You know, yeah. We have real problems, but we have amazing people with amazing ideas, amazing energy, and we can overcome them.
Great, great, great. High vibrational, but I love the thriving piece, right? Because it really just changes the energy, the conversation when you use the word thrive. It's funny how that happens, because you're not looking, like you said, just to, you know, to get through today and next week. Thriving is a long-term and a consistent thing, a consistent piece, as you say. So let's plug the website. And do you have the book on hand? I haven't gotten my copy yet. It's fresh off the presses, people.
Oh, we will take care of that, Monique. We will make sure you get a copy. But yes, absolutely. It's live. It's out there. And really look forward to participating together with a bunch, you know, of individuals that find this energy and motivation. We're very excited about it.
I love it. I'm excited too. So do you have the picture? Can we take a look at it?
The book?
All right. Oh, look at that. Hold it up real close there, Matthew. Wonderful cover. Leadership yes. Orbit. Yes. I feel drawn in.
Yes. And the idea is, again, we make laps around the sun every year. We're orbiting. There's always lots of things, especially in the entrepreneurial world, the startup world. We may be doing something now, a year, 3 years, 5 years from now. It's going to be very different, but we can continue to just gain momentum. And by the way, another key part of that, as you know, when you're focused on helping lift others, or in our world, if you're focused on helping get others into this orbit, guess who usually benefits more than the others? You do, right? And so, you know, again, we're very excited about kind of helping a lot of people get out of a rut, maybe get out of an overwhelming state of paralysis, maybe get out of idea generate, you know, just and get into a state of movement and action and activity.
You know, I have a client for you. She has a tax and financial firm, a couple different locations, and the wrong person was in place in one of her C-suite positions. And now she's pulling herself out of getting all that undone work. And she mm-hmm. feels that exact word, overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
And I know that people can benefit by reading this book and signing up on your website. And I think you do have a conference coming up soon, or a meetup, or a webinar.
We're going to be doing lots of things. So if you sign up on the website, I obviously have, you know, I'm on Twitter or X, Facebook and Instagram. People can follow me, but I'm around, I'm available. We're going to be doing a lot of things. Our platform is both starting, investing in, helping a lot of different businesses right now. And some of the things that we're doing, you know, man, they are just so exciting. And it's all around, again, getting energy out of people, because again, I just believe we have what it takes. Everyone has what it takes to be a contributor in this, and we need people.
We need people. And side note, Matthew, before I let you go, are you excited about AI innovation and where we're headed? I know you mentioned the rocket and X, and those things are exciting. No matter what you feel about who's doing it, the innovations are exciting to me. The opportunity.
Absolutely. And here's why. Because again, that's a topic that can sometimes scare people. That can make people feel uncomfortable. Remember what thriving is. It's about progression. And in order to progress, you've got to get better. You've got to learn new things. Artificial intelligence technology has enabled so many great advances. It doesn't take away the human need. All it's done is helped advance and speed up progress. So yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very focused on it. I think it's going to help do a lot of things. By the way, it also enables a lot of people to be able to do things that otherwise they wouldn't be able to do. Think about software programming, right? You used to have to really, really focus on that and like have a very special kind of brain and an intellect for that. Now you can program with the best of them if you're tapping into the right tools, and you almost don't need any educational background. That's exciting to me because, again, this is way bigger than just our own community or our own country. The world's a big place, and there are a lot of amazing people that can do a lot of amazing things.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I'm excited. Yes. And link up with Matthew Matheson and his team and learn more about Leadership Orbit and get into his orbit. Okay, everybody, let's just, with the rocket ship, it's a perfect, you know, play on words there. Let's get into your orbit. And I can't wait to see what you do next. Come back, please pitch if you have a webinar coming up next quarter. I would love to get people, because it's start of the year, gearing up for your ideas. Thank you for being here. Give us the website one more time.
Leadershiporbit.com. Thank you so much, Monique. Have a wonderful Sunday afternoon and the rest of your show.
Thank you. You too. All right. Matthew Matheson from Leadership Orbit. That was exciting because sometimes you meet entrepreneurs and they just jump off the screen and you could feel their energy. And he gave me energy. I don't know if you guys felt it or not. So our next guest will be signing on soon. I want to give you guys some updates. Lots going on. If you see me somewhere else on LA Talk Radio with a little looser dynamic and conversation, it's because I have a new podcast called The Ununited State of the World. It's not a negative title. We're just speaking about things that kind of bring people apart. But we're also discussing ideas on how to bring them together. So The Ununited State of the World podcast, streaming on here on LA Talk Radio. We tape on the weekends and they stream through the week. You could find our archives. We just did episode 9. We're tackling all the topics that you're probably going to be arguing about at Thanksgiving, if you celebrate, or anything coming up the election. But hopefully you can take away from the 3 different global perspectives that we have. Everybody's represented as far as party, thoughts, class, background in our show. I mean, as many people that can be represented when there's 3 people on the panel. So join Jay, Francis, and myself weekly here on LA Talk Radio. And then we'll let you know when we do live shows. But today I want to go over our last quarter of 2024 events and opportunities. So we're in the celebrity charity season. So we have Jacaranda, and that's going to be to benefit kids in schools for education and nutrition in Malawi. And I think Madonna has some dealings with this charity. She's been there to help. So I'm very excited about getting sponsors and brands to help in November. And then we have F Cancer, which is the Greg Berlanti and Family Foundation for Cancer Research. And it is breast cancer awareness. And shout out to everyone that has overcome and who is working through. And lots of love for people who have battled it. that we've lost. You know, I'm just very impressed with all the things and the technology and the growth in that space. I know one day we will get a cure if we haven't already. So the next thing we have would be CASA LA. This helps court-appointed youth get supplies and funding and tools and things to live today my mouth is so dry, guys. This is my second podcast. It helps court-appointed youth live a more sustainable and wonderful life. And then we have our homeless feed. So November is very busy. I have some international travel for work, but we are going to try to get it all done. If you're interested in joining us, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com is where you will want to go and sign up to be a part of what we've got going on. If you're not following the show, at The Startup with Monique LeRae on all things social media. We're on TikTok, which I need to start TikToking, but we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter X. So I need to really step that up, and you'll see some changes next year. I have a lot on my plate, but very exciting news. Also, I want to share with you guys that I have recently joined Sorghum United and Sorgo Squad as their VP of Marketing and Media. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to meet this team. It's a global team. So I'm on many different time zones, but with pleasure, this brand is bringing food sustainability and environmental consciousness, as well as nutrition and health around the world. It supports the heartland farmers. It supports and creates jobs in all countries, well, many different countries and many different continents. The owner now is traveling abroad and out doing outreach. So you're going to see a lot of things with Sorghum United and the Sorgo Squad, which is a comic book version to introduce you to the ancient grains, Egyptian grains that is sorghum. So if you don't know what that is, it's an ancient Egyptian grain. And it is, it kind of tastes like popcorn if you pop it and put some seasoning on it. It's really tasty. I just tried it for the first time a couple weeks ago, and I never really knew much about it. And so it's sorghum and millets, and that's something I'm going to help grow, and I want to get that out. So check them out at Sorghum United, S-O-R-G-H-U-M, united.com, and check out what they have. I'm going to wet my whistle a little bit, guys, because apparently my mouth is dry. Okay, so shout out to our sponsors and all of our supporters, everybody at with Shane Hyman at Next Level Global Solutions, and, of course, Iron Lace. Sam here at LA Talk Radio, thank you so much. Everybody who supports this show, I really appreciate your kindness and your continuing to get the message out. But we are going to be growing this brand. You will see a lot of changes next year. But, sometimes you just like to thrive. My goal with this show was to just be consistent, right? Clean it up as I go. Be consistent. Give you consistent content and ideas and support in the startup space and scaling space of your business. As I learn, you're learning with me. And sometimes guests on the show come on and teach me something, which is always good. Always be in a learning space. Guys, an update on the film. We're streaming on Roku, the Pandemic Project documentary. The second film, the pandemic film, we're working on getting that trailer out. And then the third film will be wrapped up this December. I thought it'd be wrapped up earlier this year, but you know what? I had to kind of take a beat with that, with everything going on in my world, and finish that out in December. So that's the update on the film. I hope you guys support it. I hope you enjoy it. I think it's a time piece. I know people are worn out on the subject, but I really poured my heart and soul, time, money, energy, blood, sweat, and tears, and lots of miles and lots of airplanes and airports for this. So I hope you guys will take some time. If you have 90 minutes or less, I believe we have it up to about 74 minutes. I've got to check on the last edit. But it's a little less than 90 minutes. And if you do want, grab some sorghum and some popcorn and enjoy my film. All right. So I have another update for you guys. I believe we've got some exciting stuff coming up in the first quarter of next year, which will be the Oscars Week Celebrity Gifting Suite. That's going to happen in Beverly Hills, reach out to me if you have a brand, product, or you want to do some placement, or you want to come and try some things and, you know, mingle with celebrities and influencers. And when we say celebrities, what we mean in this space is these are people with high visibility in their social media. They know how to market a brand. They might have been on a soap opera or on a TV show or nominated for Oscars, but it's a combination of high visibility individuals. So we'd love to have anybody that is interested join us for that. And that'll be February 27th in Beverly Hills. Email me, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. So in the spirit of that, what I am looking for, and I want people to know, I'm looking for some energy, right? We always want energy and health and nutrition. So if you guys have any brands out there that are looking for visibility, I would love to have that happen. All right. Well, it looks like our next guest had something happen with their schedule. So we're going to sign out today. Well, hold on. Hold the phone. Let's see. We want to make sure that we don't want to let anybody go. If you're not following us on LA Talk Radio, why don't you follow LA Talk Radio on all social medias? LA Talk Radio on all social medias, as well as The Startup with Monique LeRae on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitter X, and TikTok. All right. Let me just check and see if our next guest is coming. It looks like they may not have been able to come due to an emergency. And that happens, guys. You know, we know that that happens. And I do not want anyone to feel bad about that. Here we make room for that. You just have to, you know, do some accounting for it. Yeah, it looks like, okay. So Sam, it looks like our second guest had an emergency, dear. So they will not be here. So we're going to round up the show here. Thank you again for everybody that came out for the Emmys event last month. It was amazing. Let's just do it again for Oscars week. So yes, Casa LA, F Cancer Gala, and we have the Jacaranda that helps kids in Africa. So if you are a brand, you want to mingle with some celebrities, some influencers, but you want to grow your brand and get some visibility there, take some photos, get your products sampled, get some photo and video assets. These are great opportunities to do that. If you have a product that's awesome, people are going to feel that, and high visibility individuals will push that if they love your product. So I'm also available for consult if you are looking to grow your brand. I have a great network of PR agents and people that help support a lot of things I'm doing. So if you're looking to have a consult with me, you can email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. Sam, I think we're going to wrap, okay? We'll see you next week. Be safe. Be kind to one another. What will you start up today? Have a good Sunday. Ciao.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.